joined on the line by Chief Executive Bob Hawes from Business Hunter to talk about how the type of support needed for storm-affected businesses and communities. Bob, thanks for joining us. Can you start by giving us a quick overview of how this current weather event is impacting businesses across the Hunter and Mid-Coast regions?
Yeah, hi, Amanda. Yes, it's a very differential impact, variable as you might say. I mean, there's obviously areas within the Hunter that have been isolated as a consequence of in road infrastructure, particularly where bridges or roads are impassable, and that can prevent people getting to and from their daily travel to work, and which does impact business, but also impacts customers. But we also are aware that areas from time to time, and Gloucester yesterday had no internet, had lost their digital access to services. So phones and all the other things were cut. So it not only affects the community, but it affects businesses that are trying to, you know, in those sort out where their workforce might be or make calls about deliveries and that not being able to made and so on and so forth. And then we go right through to the very, very dramatic end, which we're now seeing in spades in Taree where premises are completely inundated, and you have that terrible situation where there's a loss of stock, a loss of their business. And in many of these situations, like homes, where these businesses are established in areas that are prone to flood, if they can get insurance, it's very, very expensive. And so a lot of them elect not to, and they chance their arm. And, you know, given that some of these areas were as recent as 4 years ago had similar circumstances, it's a lot to pick yourself up from and go again. And then, of course, there's all the agricultural businesses, and we're hearing some horrible stories from dairy farmers and people out there in agriculture who are losing crops, losing stock feed for winter, and losing the opportunity to do what they do best, which is supply food to us all and get food on our tables, and they'll be feeling those impacts for a long time to come.
Yeah, well, the New South Wales government is acting on disaster declarations. What support do you expect will become available?
It's limited generally, unfortunately, and I guess that's simply because there's often many, many mouths to feed in these situations, but it is there, and you know, pleased that the government has stood this up very, very quickly, because it's painful enough for businesses and the community to understand where they can get some support. And I commend the local government and the local members who have all rallied pretty hard and obviously got that message through pretty quickly, because that's the portal in which it has to go through to get the assistance. And it's often matched or is matched by the federal government. So they obviously know that this is a pretty serious situation, and hopefully now people can get some relief or some emergency assistance where it's required.
Yeah, and still more businesses may be affected because of the rain that just keeps going and going.
Yes, it doesn't look like easing, and they're telling us that I looked at the radar this morning, and instead of the cloud whipping in from the Tasman, and it's actually coming down from the north now. It's sort of like it's chucked a bit of a U-turn and coming back down towards the Hunter and down towards Sydney and you know, even further south. So, you know, hopefully it gets to those drought-stricken areas down southwestern New South Wales and into Victoria where rain is actually needed, as opposed to the sodden grounds and the sodden areas that we've got now where, you know, everyone's taking a bit of a whipping and having to cop it again. So it has been a bit unrelenting.
Would there be like the possibility of flooding though in those drought affected areas if all the ground's like really hard?
Yeah, they would like gentle rain. There's no doubt about that. You know, there's been, you know, reports of people in the agriculture area saying that, you know, that it can do damage when they get rain in these circumstances. I mean, the Hunter has been fairly green now for a while, but some of these other areas of parts, they don't want heavy rain. It just washes off and you know, causes flooding as a consequence of the, you know, the loads they carry, and that can be a real problem.
Mm, exactly. Well, for general customers in these areas, what would you say is the best way they can support local businesses during and after the storm?
Yeah, well, I think it's keeping an eye out and having a bit of empathy for what they're going through. So many of them will be disconnected. They won't have access to their workforce and so on. They'll be struggling to meet their obligations in the short term. So, you know, please be aware of that and think about the struggle they're having as well as the community in which they're based. But longer term, it's going to be dependent on whether a lot of these businesses have got business disruption insurance. It's not easy to get. It's expensive. So a lot of them elect not to do it. And in those circumstances, it's going to be a long road to recovery. So we really would like communities to support those local businesses the best they can, and the ones that trade further afield, well, we just hope that their supply chains and things recover quickly, so they can get back to the business as usual portion of their load in a very rapid way.
Well, the businesses that are insured, what sort of record keeping should they have as far as getting their insurance organised?
Yeah, really important these days for record, almost a daily diary to be done. And we saw this in the floods in the North Coast just recently. Really important to take pictures and get evidence of where these things be damaged, because you know you don't want stuff, particularly where you've got perishable stock sitting around for a long time. You want to deal with it and move on. And the insurers, assessors, and the other people involved in there. Process get very busy. So it's very important that you know take on some of that responsibility to do that record keeping for them in case they can't get there for several days. So always very important to businesses and for that matter, members of the community to do that.
Right. Well, Bob Hawes, thank you so much for your time, and let's hope that businesses and communities bounce back faster than we expect.
Yes, thanks, Amanda, and we wish everyone out there all the very best that is going through drama and turmoil, and you know, any way that we can assist, hopefully they can reach out and communities can do just that.
Thank you very much. Bob Hawes from Business Hunter there.